Captain William Toadie served for more than 26 years on active duty. He was a Commodore of Submarine Squadron 3, and then he moved on to being a corporate executive and eventually a CEO. You've probably seen him on a lot of documentaries on Fox, PBS, and the History Channel, and he's now written a book, From CO to CEO, A Practical Guide for Transitioning from Military to Industry Leadership. And Captain, we've got a lot of veterans out here in southeastern Wisconsin, and a lot of them, well, they've run into problems as they're trying to transition from being in the service and into private commerce. Tell us some of the things that you learned through your years of experience.
Yeah, thanks, Libby. Now, by the way, I started my Navy career as an enlisted man up in Great Lakes. What I'll tell you is that the military develops a lot of great skills in its veterans. For example, teamwork. Folks do learn how to work together coherently towards a common goal. You know, another great skill is what we like to refer to in the military as embracing the suck. Sometimes life is difficult on active duty, and you learn how to embrace that. So that develops into, you know, the hardness, and employers can really make use of that. But there are other attributes that are developed while on active duty that it turns out aren't so helpful. And it took me years to figure this out, actually, and almost caused me to fail myself. One of those attributes, sometimes active duty folks develop a bit of a chip on their shoulder or a bit of arrogance because they know they've done hard things, and they believe that that skill of, you know, getting through hard things is going to translate effectively into civilian industry. And it's the arrogance part that really starts hurting people. Also, you know, while we on active duty know that not many civilians know what we do, active duty folks assume that they know more about the business environment and the workforce in civilian life than they actually do. And that can lead to some failures as well. And lastly, the military pretends to train folks effectively as they transition out of military service. And it turns out that that ends up being the blind leading the blind. The people doing the training have never actually worked in private industry themselves. They don't know what they're doing. They're not evaluated on how effective they are in training people for good transition. And so, again, folks are led to believe that they're more prepared when they transition than they really are. And all of these factors can lead to, unfortunately, a lot of failure when they do transition to the civilian jobs. So there's a statistic, more than 50% of veterans leave their first job or are fired within 2 years of leaving active duty. And that's a statistic that I'm trying to help correct with my book.
What are some of the things that managers, that people in corporate business who hire veterans and they want to do it, what should they be doing to help these veterans transition?
Well, the first thing I'll say is that you're not going to get a better employee than a military veteran if you accommodate the deficiencies that the veterans are going to bring to you. For example, the notion that you could just kind of throw them into the deep end and they're going to know how to swim is completely wrong. You shouldn't presume that they really understand how to affect the mission. The second thing is veterans understood their mission when they were on active duty. The defense of the United States is kind of a self-actualizing mission, and it's easy to get your arms around. It's harder for veterans to understand the mission when they're in a corporate environment. Their tendency is to believe that their mission is to put more money in their boss's pocket, which, of course, couldn't be further from the truth. Each business has a mission that serves customers, and the veterans need to be aided and assisted in understanding what those missions are. The third thing I will tell you is if you bring veterans into leadership positions, which I absolutely recommend, they're going to need some adjustment. So I tell my active duty friends, leadership is hard, but it's even harder when you're leading people who can actually quit. For example, on my submarine, my crew might have disagreed with some decision I was making, but in final analysis, there was no place for them to go. In industry, of course, if you're leading badly, people are going to vote with their feet and you're going to lose employees. And those veterans need to be acclimated to that truth.
And what sort of behavioral changes do veterans need to exemplify in the workplace?
The first one is to assume that they don't know what they need to know to succeed in this new environment and keep an open mind and keep a learning attitude. You know, I tell folks, it doesn't matter if you're retiring from the military at 45, transition into streets, it's very likely that the 24-year-old sitting next to you knows more about what it's going to take to succeed in this new environment than you are. The second one is you need to be humble. The attitude where I did great things on active duty isn't going to help you in your civilian job. There's a great book that I recommend to people called What Got You Here Won't Get You There. In other words, the skills that allowed you to succeed on active duty are not necessarily going to allow you to succeed in industry. In fact, the more successful you were on active duty, the more you're likely to believe that you're going to be successful in your future career, and the more likely you are to fail because of that assumption. And so that humility of understanding that it requires a completely different skill set will help the veteran succeed.
Captain, you have so much great advice for not just veterans, but the businesses that hire them. And again, the book is called From CO to CEO, A Practical Guide for Transitioning from Military to Industry Leadership. Captain William Todi, thank you, sir, for your service. And thank you to all the veterans out there for everything they've done.
Thank you very much, Libby.